Okay, today is Daf Dalid, Masechtas Nedarim. Good morning, everybody. We are actually on the first word of Daf Dalid Amud Aleph. On Daf Gimel Amud Beis, we had left. We asked a question. The question was, we compared Nedarim to Nazir regarding the Avera of Baal Ta'acher, regarding the Avera of delaying. So when it comes to Nedarim, I understand how you can make a Neder. I promise to bring a carbon. I promise to eat a piece of cake. And if you delay at the time, which is generally assumed to be three regalim, you violate the avera of Baal Ta'acher of delaying. Gemara asked, how could you ever be over the avera of delaying when it comes to being a nazir? The minute you say you're a nazir, you're a nazir. So where's the delay? What's going on with the delay? So yesterday, the Gemara answered on Daf Gimel Amud Beis. The Gemara answered, you know where there's delay? The delay is if you say that I will be a Nazir before I die. Before I die, I promise to be a Nazir. So we have said, just like if a guy says to a Kohen, says to a woman, I'm going to give you a get before I die, an hour before I die, she's not allowed to eat Shuma right there from that minute on. Maybe he'll die. Right? The get's chal an hour before I die, she'll stop eating Shuma right in a second. Why? Maybe he'll die. And once he dies, she's no longer allowed to eat Shuma because she's not married to a Kohen. So too, when you say I'll become a Nazir right before I die, you got to be a Nazir right now. Can't wait. Maybe you're going to die. So therefore, if you delay, you're over the Isra of delay. That's what we said yesterday. We're going to have like four more ways that you could be over the Isra of delaying when it comes to a Nazir.
Why is that a delay? He's not mechanic.
What? Oh, we're going to get to that. We're going to get to that. We're going to get to a similar idea in a few minutes. Rav Acha bar Yaakov Omer, you know where the delay is? You know how you can delay being a Nazir? Kigon, for example, the Nadar, you promise to become a Nazir. V'hu b'beis ha'kvaros, but you're standing in the cemetery, so you were Tamei beforehand. You walked through the cemetery, you became Tamei. Now that you're standing on the cemetery, what do you say? I'm hereby become a Nazir. And you can't be a Nazir because you're Tamei. So, there's a three of machlokas here. According to the Ran says in the first piece on that starts on the daf on Dalet Amud Aleph, Kigon, the Nazir Beis HaKvaros, Shetzarech Lotzeis Miyad. You got to get out of there. You got to walk out of that cemetery right away. Ulekabel Olav Nazirus, accept upon yourself Nazirus. V'chilo Nafik, as long as you don't go out, Kom Lebe Baal Ta'acher, you over Baal Ta'acher, you hang around in that cemetery, you violate Baal Ta'acher. That's the Ran. According to the Rosh over here, the first Rosh on the page, V'over Baal Ta'acher Amad Ba'osa Tumah Gimel Regalim. You stay with Tumah for three Regalim. Right? That Tumah. You went into a cemetery, you became Tameh. Now for three Regalim, you don't bother to go to the mikvah. You don't bother. You don't bother to go to the Beis Mikvah and get yourself paraduma. Therefore, V'lo nitar l'mitzvahs Naziris. You never became Tahar to start your Naziris. You never became Tahar to start your Naziris as Baal Ta'acher. So it's a big machlokas here between the Rosh and the Ran. The same machlokas as yesesterday. I don't remember if the Rav said this from the Granat or not, but I saw from the Avni, the Turi Evan and the Rav Kivi Eger, that there's no shaychus to three regalim if it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash. The only time the three regalim come into play is if it's regarding the Beis HaMikdash. Karbanos, maybe the Karbanos Nazir if you want to stretch it, but to become a Nazir? What does that have to do with the Beis HaMikdash? Why should three regalim rule? For what reason? That's a rule by, like we said yesterday, it's a rule by the Beis HaMikdash. That explains the Ran. The Ran holds, since it has nothing to do with the Beis HaMikdash, you made a vow to become a Nazir, therefore it takes effect right away. And the Rosh maybe will hold that even maybe the Karbanos are Shaykh, you still have to go there when you finish and do a whole process. So for that reason, maybe it's connected to the Beis HaMikdash and therefore you get three regalim. And the Meiri holds, the Meiri says that you have one day. Because Lamaisa, your Tumah preceded your Naziris. You got to get out of there and start the Tahara process. Just one day, you have a one-day grace period, because no matter what, you walk into that cemetery beforehand. Those are the three machlokas. Either way, the Rosh is the easiest to understand. Because again, they have a year. You have three regalim to go get yourself Tahar to start your Naziris. But, according to the Ran, you got to get out of there right away. So every minute you linger, you're over Baal Ta'acher. No? What? You're holding by the same question. Okay. So the Gemara says, hopefully we'll get to your question in the next half hour. Ha nicha lamanda amar, that makes sense according to the manda amar who says lo chayla aleha nazirus ma'alter, that nazirus is not chal right away, which is a machlokes and mesechus nazir about whether or not if you take upon yourself nazirus while in a state of tumah, does it work or does it not work? It's a machlokes. Rabbi Yochanan and Rish Lakish. So according to the one who holds, it doesn't work. That's a very good out here. Doesn't work. Therefore, you got to get yourself tahar, and as long as you delay that, you're over balta acher. But ela lamanda amar me alter chayla aleha. But according to the one over there, nazir, who holds, I think it's Rabbi Yochanan, who holds, you could become a nazir even in a state of tumah. So mi ikka balta acher. It's not balta acher. It's a very unusual thing. Even when you're tameh, you can still become a nazir. What is that? How does that work? We'll explain that in a second. So, anyway, this answer of the cemetery is not an answer. Because there's a machlokas about it. And so according to one sheet it is, but according to the other man, the Amar there in Nazir, it's not an answer. V'od also, Amar Mar Baravashi said, no, there is no machlokas about, there isn't even a machlokas about this. Everybody would agree that you can become a Nazir when you're Tomei. Everybody agrees you can become a nazir right away. The whole machlokas over there in nazir was le'inyan malchus pligi. They're arguing about whether or not you get malchus. In other words, if you're in a cemetery and you say I want to become a nazir, and then you take a drink of grape juice, do you get malchus for that? Right. Everybody holds you a nazir. So, but the only question is, do you get malchus for violating this naziris? Why shouldn't you? So, the Ran explains that it's not full naziris. It's not full naziris. Why is it not full naziris? Because lamaisa your tummy. You can't undo that tumma. You can't undo it. You walked into a cemetery, you became tummy. Now you take upon yourself a naziris. So everyone holds it's good, according to Mar Baravashi. You're a nazir. You're tummy. So you're not really a nazir. So therefore, if you take a drink of grape juice, you eat grapes while you're still in that cemetery, while you're still tummy, you're not going to get malchus. The Rishash argues, he says, no, that there is no naziris at all. It's just a Kabbalah's naziris. It's basically a promise. I promise that when I get myself tahar, then my naziris will take effect. And you don't have to say that in the Kabbalah again. The minute you're tahar, the naziris takes effect, whenever that date is in the future. That's why there's no... That could be a reason why there's no malchus. And other mandam will hold, no, it's a full-fledged naziris even now. Even though you're tamei, you have to undo that tumah, but you're tamei and you would get malchus if you ate the grapes. Okay. So according to the Rishash, it's very shver, because if that's true, then of course it's Baal Ta'achar. Of course it's Baal Ta'achar. You have a duty now to get the Tumah away. So your Naziris will start. So what kind of question is that? That's a Tarachiyad. Anyway, that's what's going on. So we have the question. The question is, if you're in a cemetery, where's the Baal Ta'achar? Everybody agrees. There's no machlokas in Nazir about this. If you're in a cemetery, either it's a machlokas, or there's no machlokas. The only question was malchus. Either way, according to at least somebody, there's no baal ta'achar. Why is there no baal ta'achar? Because the naziris takes effect right away. Ayer tamei? Yes, that'll be a machlokas, whether or not you can get malchus for violating your naziris. But regarding nazir, everyone holds you a nazir. Everyone holds you a nazir. So again, back to the question. The question is, where is the Baal Ta'acher by Naziris? Yesterday's answer is fine. But according to the cemetery answer, it's not an answer. Understand? No, there's no Malchus for being Tameh. It's not a Maisa. You didn't do it. You were already Tameh. That's some go down that road. There's no Maisa here. You already Tameh. And then you said you were a Nazir. So there's no... That gets into the question whether you can get malchus for a lav she'en b'maisa. But assuming you can't, What maisa did you do? Right? You already tame.
You walked back into a...
Oh, so that's a question of you can become more tame. That's another discussion. The Rush talks about that. Can you become more tame? Is more tuma make you chayiv malchus if you're a nazir? That's a discussion. But to be simple, we said that the way it can be over, bal ta'acher, by nazir is if you're standing in a cemetery. But that's not true. First of all, it's a machlokas. It's a machlokas, whether or not it's even a machlokas. Either it's a machlokas, or at least somebody holds, you cannot, because the nazir takes effect right away, even though you're there. The only question is, do you get malchus or not? Why wouldn't you get malchus? Because you're tummy, you're not really a nazir. There's no kabbalist, there's only kabbalist naziris, it's not a full-fledged naziris, either way. So the Gemara answers, no, afilu hachi kam le b'bal ta'acher. No, you could still be over b'bal ta'acher. How? Mishum de kam ma'acher naziris de tahayra, because you delay getting that tumma away from you. It's very simple. You have a duty to get rid of that tumma. Because until you get rid of that tumma, you're not really a nazir. So that's what you delay. So it's not a question. And Amar of Ashi, Rav Ashi said something wild. Afhoel, since that's true, that if you become Tameh, if you're Tameh, and then you accept upon yourself a Naziris, there's a Baal Ta'acher, because you delay getting that Tumah off you. Listen to this. Hoel, v'chei Nazir shetime atzmo b'mezid. Let's say a Nazir makes himself Tameh b'mezid. If it's b'shogeg, then it doesn't work. It doesn't work because then we have to come onto the principle of, it's not, you didn't do a maisa. You bump into something, you didn't do any maisa. But let's say you did it b'mezid. You became tamei b'mezid over mishum bal ta'acher the naziris tahira. You're going to be over bal ta'acher. You're going to be over bal ta'acher because now you have to start your count over. Right? We know that a nazir has to count 30, let's say 30 days. On day 25, he b'mezid makes himself tamei. Now he has to start the count over again. He's also going to violate, the Ran points out, he's going to violate all these Tumah Averas by Nazir. He's also going to violate Baal Ta'acher. You know why? Because he's got to start the count over. He delayed his Nazirs from being finished. And therefore, that's a violation of Baal Ta'acher. That's amazing.
So what we've done is change the question. Instead of saying, if Baal Ta'acher and Nazirs, where did he find him? We've changed now, we said Baal Ta'acher and Nazirs, but Tahara, where
right,
he found
it. Right, right. According to this explanation, exactly. We're going to have other ones with really Nazirs. Right, exactly. So if you make yourself tummy on purpose, you over bal ta'acher. That's very unusual. Right? It has to be b'mezid. Tosfos asks, well, what if you eat grapes b'mezid? Are you also over bal ta'acher? Right? Also, I don't do that. So Tosfos says, no, you're not. Because if you eat the grapes, it doesn't make you a zero start over. You have to bring a carbon, whatever, a virus, but it doesn't, maybe you get malchus. But you don't have to start your Naziris over. You have to start it over. You're not going to be over Baal Ta'acher. The only reason why you're being over Baal Ta'acher is because now you have to start the count again from scratch. You have to start it again. So you made a delay in yourself. You promised I'll be over from today till next month, and now we're starting over. That's a delay. You're over Baal Ta'acher for that. Okay. Next, another answer. Mar Rav Acha Bereid of Ika Amar. How could you be over Baal Ta'acher? Over b'bal ta'acher tigal chato. You're over b'bal ta'acher in delay in getting a haircut. We know that when a nazir finishes his nazirut, he cuts his hair. So he delays that. He doesn't get a haircut. He delays. How long is the delay? It's again, same machlokas. The Rosh says three regalim. The Ran says right away. Right? They're both consistent. They're both consistent throughout. For sure. According to the one who holds that delaying, that hair cutting is ma'akev, you going back to your old life of being able to eat grape juice, drink grape juice and all that, true, you go back to that, even according to the one who holds, of course, according to the one who holds, that's ma'akev. In other words, you can't drink wine until you have your hair cut. So of course, if you delay that, you're delaying your naziris being finished. Even if it's not ma'akev, in other words, once your nazirus is done, you can go back, even though you still didn't take a haircut. Nevertheless, mitzvah's giluach mi'alo makeim. You still didn't make that mitzvah. It might not stop you from drinking wine, but you still have to do it. That having to do it is enough to make you be over the Isra of Baal Tachar.
This is Baal Tachar at the end of your Nazirah.
Right, at the end of your Nazirah. They're all going to be now at the end. You don't bring your Kavanas on time, you don't get your haircut on time.
So again, we're saying that is Baal Tachar, not when Hadaz Yusuf Mechal, Baal Tachar,
right.
How your Nazirah is. I mean, what they're doing is switching the focus.
Right.
Of the
right, so the only way we're really going to have a case where there's Baal Tachar at the beginning is if you say, I'm going to be another one hour before I die.
So what's the mitzvah of Nazirah? The mitzvah of Nazirah is the end thing?
So at the end thing, there's a process to become...
that's the Iker Mitzvah that
there's a lot in about it. So I'm saying you don't end your Nazirus until you get your haircut.
No, but that's not the Mitzvah of the Nazirus. The Mitzvah of the Nazirus is
I mean, the Taryag Mitzvah, there's a Mitzvah, Lo Yitame, I'll call Nefoshos, Meis, Lo Yavo,
right, the Ramkul. The Mitzvah, just staying away from those things, not...
I don't know if it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs to undo the Nazirah.
Right,
that
their focus is now saying
that's right.
There's certainly an Indian. You have to do it. I don't know if it's one of the Taryag mitzvahs, but it's in the Torah. Look at the next one. Marzutra braid Rav Mari Amar over Baal Ta'achar b'karbonosav. You over Baal Ta'achar by delaying to bring your karbonos. When another finishes his Nazirahs, he has to bring three karbonos. So he delays that. Now, is that one of the Taryag mitzvahs to bring the... I don't know. But even if it's not... Probably not. But even if it's not, it's still a chiyuv, you got to do it. Right? Not everything that's not a tayyad is not a chiyuv. Right?
So with the karbanos, we'll run now agree that it's gimel regalim?
Oh, so by the karbanos, I think he might mention that it might be gimel regalim. What does he say?
Yeah, no.
He says, yeah. He says he's three regalim, right? He says it straight out. Lahachu kimta, eno over baal ta'achar, el achar gimel regalim. Because now, it's tied to the Beis HaMikdash. Now it's tied to the Beis HaMikdash. So if you delay bringing your karbanos for three regalim, you're going to be over baal ta'achar. The minute you finish, you have to run. Maybe it's that day. So it's the 30th day. Right, so there might be some grace period to get yourself to the Beis HaMikdash, especially if you live in Haifa. You have to go down there. Right, there might be some kind of grace. Well, I guess we're talking about a delay longer than that. Like, you know, I'll wait till the next train. I'll go the next regel. I'll go in 6 months from now. That's obviously a delay.
No,
according to the Ran, it's Miyad. Well, it'd be that second, right, so I don't know. So a guy's in a cemetery and says, I'm here by your Nazir, you got to go out that second. Right, I don't know how long is the delay, 1 minute.
Maybe you know when your Nazir is up, you have to be there with the razor.
That could be. Could be you have to mamash be right there when your Nazir is up. Be online at the Beis HaMikdash. Fine, so that's another way you could be over Baal Ta'acher, but simple, by delaying to bring your Kabanos. Fine. Now the Gemara says, Is this where we learn out the connection between the Darim and Nazir? Right, we had the connection between the Darim and Nazir, Baal Ta'acher. Is that the Makar? That's not the Makar. Mehasam Nafkali. It's from somewhere else. There's a pasuk in Parshas, I believe it's in, it's either in Kiseti or Kisavo, down there, that says, Ki Darosh, the full pasuk says, Kisidu Nedal Hashem Alakecha. Somebody makes a neder. Lo sa'achel l'shalmo. Don't delay. Ki darosh yidrushenim Hashem alakecha mei imach. Because Hashem's going to darshan you. Hashem's going to request from you. V'haya b'chachid. It's going to be an aveira. So we don't need. So the Gemara says, Nachle ki darosh yidrushenu. The word, the extra words there. Ki darosh yidrushenim Hashem's going to request. What does that mean? That means, Elu chataz v'ashamos. That's a chataz and an asham. Because we already, the Ran explains, is it the Ran or the Rosh, one of them explained, we already had a in Parsha Shmini, which says over there, Ki Darash Darash Moshe. Moshe made a whole drasha about the Karbanos. Those were Chatases. Ashrams are always compared to Chatas. So we have that the word Darshan, the word drasha, is a reference to the Karbanos. So we already know that Nazir, and Nazir has a Chatas. One of the karbanos that a nazir brings is a chatas. So we already have a source, a better source, to compare nedarim to nazir. What's the better source? The extra words of kidarosh yidrashenu. Why do I need yesterday's drasha where we compared them? How did we compare them yesterday? By that with the mamatzinu. Just like a neder, you can matir a neder. So too you can matir nedarim. Just like a neder has baal ta'acher, so too a nazir has baal ta'acher. I don't need that. It's a preferential pasuk. That the word, that the Baal Ta'acher includes Naziris. So the Gemara says, Mahadotema, I would think, Chiddushu Shechidsha Torah ben Nazir. That Nazir is a Chiddush. And it's a Chiddush Lekula. Nazir is very unusual. It's very unique. It's so special, and it's so special l'kula, I would think, notwithstanding this, that there is no Baal Ta'achir by Nazir. Yeah, by Chumra Dikka, by Chumra, by very severe karbonos, there certainly is Baal Ta'achir, but not by Nazir. Nazir is so different. Nazir is so mekel. So the Gemara asks, my chiddush, what's so chiddush about, what's the chiddush by Nazir? Elaim, if the chiddush is, the lo matvis lech lechatos Nazir, beneder, you are not, if someone says, I am going to bring chatos Nazir as a neder, that's a meaningless statement. You're not a Nazir. Only a Nazir can bring a chatos Nazir. Not a regular person. So if you make such a vow, that vow is nothing. I promise to bring the chatos that a Nazir has to bring. So you're not a Nazir. That's a meaningless statement. So there's meaningless statements when it comes to Nazir. So if it's a meaningless statement, therefore, it's very makel. It's very makel. You can make a neder by Nazir, and it doesn't count. So too, maybe Baal Ta'achir doesn't count by Nazir. There's no Baal Ta'achir. So the Gemara says, that can't be why Nazir is special. You know why? Hare chatas chelev, what about a chatas chelev? Chatas chelev is a regular chatas. A regular chatas. The reason why it's called chatas chelev, Rashi says, because Rashi says it's in Krisus. Stam chatas is called chatas chelev. Why? Because the avera of not eating chelev and the mitzvah to bring a carbon chatas, they're like one parak apart. They're like close by the Torah. So the chatas chelev always became that became the standard way of talking about a regular chatas. It's the most, they're right next to each other in the Torah. The Rosh says because that's the most common reason why you're going to bring the chatas. But I would have thought it's because of Shabbos. But right, you violate Shabbos b'shogeg. You don't know the halachas. You don't know, it's so complicated. But the Rosh says no. Most of the time, it's in the kitchen, and it's so complicated. What's chelev? What's not? So the most common reason you're going to bring a chatas is because you messed up a chelev. That's what the Rosh says. I guess that's what he says. So therefore, that's what's called chatas chelev. So chatas chelev, a regular chatas, all same did. Shein matfisa b'neder ve'ein matfisa b'neder. You cannot say, I hereby make a neder to bring a carbon chatas. What are you bringing a carbon chatas for? There's no such thing as a neder when it comes to a carbon chatas. Either you have to bring one, because you did an avera b'shogeg, or you're not allowed to bring one. It's not a voluntary thing. I make a neder to bring a carbon chatas. It's a meaningless statement. It's meaningless by nazir, and it's meaningless by regular chatas. And you know what? By regular chatas, over about tacher. By regular chatas, over about tacher. If you do violate an avera, and you have to bring a chatas, and you delay over about tacher. And you can't make a neder about a chatas. There's no such thing. So that can't be a reason why it's kula. That can't be a reason why a nazir doesn't have to be over. Why a nazir, I would think, should not be over about the acher. That a nazir is a chiddush. There's no such chiddush. So we're back to square one. So the Gemara says, Elamai chidshuha. What's the chiddush by nazir? The chiddush is as follows. Fogad at the chimina, I would think, ha'ol v'yim amaharini nazir. If somebody said, I'll be a nazir, a filim in chartzon. I'll be a nazir, it's like only. I'll be a nazir from seeds. The seeds I'm not going to eat. That aspect of nazir is I'll take upon myself. That I promise to do. The halacha is, havi nazir l'chol. You're a nazir forever. You're a full-fledged nazir. Right? Now, by other kinds of nazir, there's no such thing. Right? No such. I'll be a nazir only from half that ar. I mean, I'm making a nazir. I'm not going to eat half of an orange. What does that mean? There's no such thing by nazir. If you say that, whatever you say, that's what you're on. I'm not going to eat half the orange. I'm not eating half the orange. Right? I'm not going to eat that apple. You're not going to eat that apple. I will eat that apple. You have to eat that apple. There's no way by a neder that you can say one thing and it'll mean something else. There's no way. Whatever you say, that's what it's called. But by nazir, if you say, I'm not eating grape seeds, you're not eating grape seeds, and you're not eating grapes, and you're not drinking wine, you're not letting up tummy, the whole thing kicks in. By saying one little thing, the whole thing kicks in. It's a big chiddush by nazir. You don't have that by neder. So by nazir, afilu min achartan havi nazir lakol, ema, I would say, lowly over leha mishum baal ta'achir. I would say that baal ta'achir does not apply by nazir. Nazir is very different. Why is nazir very different? Because you could say A and you could be bound to B. By nazir, you don't have that. So nazir is very different. Therefore, I would think you cannot learn out nazir from this pasuk that it's over baal ta'achir. I needed to compare it to neder. That's the Kamash. Kamash Milan, I need a special pasuk. That's the most nasty question. Come on, ask that question. But Ha'anichal Abandamar, that makes sense according to the Abandamar who holds. Ki Nazir Menachartan Havi Nazir Lakol. So my halacha is about that. If you say I'm only going to become a nazir from grape seeds, does it apply to everything else? El Rab Shimon, but according to Rab Shimon, the Amar would say, "Ein nazir ad she'yaseh mikulan." There's no such thing. You have to be a nazir. You have to say I'm being mekabel full naziras. There's no halfway. Ma'ikol neimar. So what kind of answer is that? What about Rab Shimon? Also, a much more fundamental question: Va'od ha'chidish l'chumrahu. That's a chumrah. It's a chumrah. I'm going to make myself a nazir only regarding grape seeds, and you know what's going to happen to me? I'm going to become a nazir for everything. That's a chumrah. Why is that a reason? Why is that a reason to be makil and make me not over baltacher? That's not a reason. That's not a reason at all. Right? It's not a reason at all. So before we get to the answer, just 2 points. Duran asks, if we're making a hekesh from nazir to neder, let's make the following hekesh. Just like a stam nazir is a shloshim yom, so a stam neder should be shloshim yom. Oh, we don't have that rule. We don't have that rule. So the Ran says it's impossible because there's also such a thing as a neder of a carbon. And if I promise I'm going to bring that animal for a carbon, that by definition lasts forever. Until you bring that animal, it doesn't go away after 30 days. Oh, now I'm part, I don't have to bring the carbon anymore because 30 days passed. There's no such rule. Once we have a rule that by neder of a carbon, it's forever. We compare all nedarim to that issue, to that neder, and therefore all nedarim lasts forever. Right? I make a neder, I'm not going to eat that apple. That neder lasts forever. It doesn't go away in 30 days. It lasts forever. If I make a neder, if I make a nazirus stam, it lasts for 30 days. If you make a neder stam, it lasts forever. Why don't we make a hekesh between the two of them? We're making hekesh about everything else. Because there's also a neder of a carbon, which does last forever. Therefore, all nedarim last forever. Okay? So far, so good? This is the lumps of the day. This is the question. Does anyone have an answer to this question? We'd love to hear an answer to this question. The Nidre's reason asks the following question. The Gemara in Kedushin asks, we know that when you give a get, you have to give a get l'shma. If you give a get l'shma, it has to be written l'shma for a woman. Does a shtar kedushin have to be written l'shma? That's the Gemara's question. Right? Does a shtar kedushin have to be written l'shma? So the Gemara answers, yes. Makish havaya liyitziya. You make a hekesh from kedushin to from gerushin to kedushin. Just like a get has to be written l'shma to send her out, so too the taker it has to be written l'shma. Right? That's what he says. However, we know that kesef doesn't have to be l'shma. I don't know if bia has to be l'shma. Probably doesn't. Right? The act itself creates the kedushin. So by the other two, they don't have to be l'shma. So if we're comparing apples to isn't apples to apples better than apples to oranges? By neder, we say we're comparing all nedarim to each other. We're just like a neder for karbanos lasts forever. So too, every neder lasts forever. What about nazir? Yeah, but we're comparing apples to apples. All nedarim should be the same, and don't bring me that nazir from left field. So shouldn't all ma'ase kedushin be the same? All ma'ase kedushin don't have to be. You don't have to give money l'shma. Doesn't such rule? So if that doesn't have to be l'shma, then the shtar also shouldn't have to be l'shma. Why are we comparing the shtar to gittin from left field? That's the question without an answer. So that's today's homework. Everyone has off today. Spend some time looking up what the difference is, and hopefully we'll have an answer. Mike will have an answer tomorrow, Mirtz Hashem. Okay. So back to the question. The question is, in what way is nazir more makil with such a chiddush? That therefore I would have thought that Baal Ta'achar should not apply. Kamash Shalom does apply. We still haven't answered that. We answer it right now. Ella, my chidshuha, what's the chiddush by Nazir? The Salkatai Dachamina, I would think, Hoel, since V'im Gilach Al Achas Mishlosh Don Yatza, the halacha is that you have to bring 3 karbanos when you finish your Naziris, you have to bring 3 karbanos, right? What are the 3 karbanos? Shlamim. What are they? Olachat. Shlamim. If you get your hair cut in the middle, you're supposed to do it after you bring all the karbanos. Because they're going to use your hair to use it as fuel to burn under one of the karbanos that they're going to be cooking. Anyway, so you, both say you don't do that. You do it in the middle, after one karban, you're too impatient, your hair's so long, it's bothering you, you get a haircut right away. That's good, but the evidence is good. The evidence is good. So you deviated from the procedure. It's okay, it's no problem. So I would think, since you can deviate in that regard, maybe there's no bata achar by another also. Kamashwan, there is. That's all. Right? V'im gilach alachas mishloshtan, if you violated, you did not violate, you deviated, and you got yourself a haircut, before you finished, after one out of the three, yotza, it's okay. So lo la'avo lehav about the acher. You shouldn't be over about the acher. Kamash malan, you are. You are. Okay. V'ibay zema, or another answer. Ma'chid shuha. What's the chiddush? By nazir. Mishum de lo matfisu b'neder. Like we said before. Because you can't be matfis a neder. I promise I'm making a neder that I'm going to bring a chatas just like a nazir. So we said that's a meaningless statement. But we said every chatas is the same boat. Every chatas is meaningless. Right? V'ha dekakashalach chatas chelev. What about a chatas chelev? Chatas chelev is meaningless. You're not allowed to make yourself make a neder to bring a chatas. I promised to bring a chatas because I was over Rosh Shabbos b'shogeg. But it's not true. Can't do that. So we had that question. So why is nazir more special? You know why nazir is more special? Because chatas chelev ka'asi lekapara. A chatas chelev, you bring it for a kapara. You bring it for a kapara. That's serious business. Of course you're going to be over about the achar if you delay that. You delay your kapara. Interesting line here. Chatas nazir lemai asya. What does the chatas nazir do? For what? Oh, the Ran asked that question. The Ran says, but don't we know that a nazir is chote? So the Ran answers, it's not really a kapara. That, you know, he says over here, he says it. Where is it? He says, it's on Amud Aleph. Ay, a few lamanda armer nazir chote. Right? What about that? He's being a chote? Nah, who ain't no chote gomor? Not really a chote. Vigor carbon lo asi le kapara. The ikar karb is not for a kapara. Why is it? The Torah said. Torah said, bring a chatas. So it doesn't do anything. So it's not coming for any reason. So maybe I'll be more makel. Come on, Shalom, we're not so makel. Doesn't do anything, fine. But you still have to, you can't be late. Then he asks, Vikasha, no, okay. That's, okay. So, right? Vahare, okay, so, chatas nazir lamai osya. What does a chatas nazir come for? Right? So the Ran asks somewhere else over here, what does it come for? So now you can make Kiddush and Avdallah. Now you can drink wine. You can make Kiddush and Avdallah. So this is I'm sure this is a big discussion. The Ran says, no, Kiddush and Avdallah on wine is only Darabana. Midaraisa, you don't have to make Kiddush on wine. It's only Midarabana. So if the we're not talking about the world of Darabana, we're talking about the world of Daraisa. So there's nothing it does. It doesn't accomplish anything in your life. It's a mitzvah of the Torah to do it. But you know what? I would think, therefore, since it doesn't accomplish anything, I don't have to rush. I could delay a little bit. Come on, Shlomo, you cannot delay. It doesn't do anything. True. But you cannot delay. A regular chatas, I could also say a meaningless statement. No, it comes from a kapara. It's much more special. Vare chatas yoledes dilawasi la kapara. But a chatas for yoledes doesn't come for a kapara. It doesn't come very kapara, but over aleha mishum balta acher, and you're over balta acher. Right? Chatas yoledes. When a lady has a baby, she has to bring a chatas. That doesn't come very kapara. Why did he bring that? Torah said to do it. And that you're not allowed to delay. So too, maybe even though a nazir doesn't come for any reason, you also can't delay that. So the Gemara answers, no. Hakahi kashari le lemechal b'kodshim. That carbon allows a woman to eat kodshim. Before she brings that carbon, she's not allowed to eat kodshim. And as the Ram points out, carbon Pesach, she has to eat. She doesn't have to eat anything else. She doesn't have to eat kodshim. Who cares? So let her stay tummy her whole life. No, but she got to eat the carbon Pesach. That's one carbon she has to eat. So she's got to do it. So it comes for a reason. You can't compare it to, nazir. What's your question?
You can't drink wine.
Oh, so that's what the Ram says. So the carbon will not for him to drink wine. And regarding what is that special? Regarding Kiddush and Avdallah. So the Ran holds that wine for Kiddush and Avdallah is only Darabanan. Dimi, you said the same thing.
Must be next to somebody else.
You could be right. You don't have to drink. But the Ran does ask. The Ran does ask that some of the last Ran in the last Ran on Dalal and Aleph. The feel of the Rebbe Shimon to Amar prepare Kamapolis. The Oled that's Chotes he that Oled that sins. Right? Why does she sin? The Bishasha Koras Violeta. At the time she's giving birth, Kofetzes, she's so angry, and she swears, Shlotis Kaklabaila, she's never going to go back to her husband because it's so painful. That's why she brings a Chatas to undo that oath. Right? So the Ran says, Iker Karbona Einaba Al Chait. That's not the main reason. The main reason is because the Torah said. Torah said, and a matzah from eating ketchup. Alright, what about this notion? This is more of an agadic notion. Even if she promises, I didn't have those thoughts. I had a very easy delivery. 5 minutes, I had that baby. It didn't bother me. I didn't think that. I didn't think that at all. I wasn't thinking that at all before I even knew it. In the taxi, I had to be. I didn't even get to the. It didn't bother me. She still has to bring that carbon. It's not putter, right? Chloe may be a carbon, she still brings that carbon. She was happy, she didn't bother, she was laughing for joy while having the baby. If such a thing is even, right? But it could be. So it has nothing to do with that. That's the Mephoshim in the back. That's an agadic statement, you know, that carbon is connected to that, those thoughts and those feelings during childbirth. That's not the reason. The reason is because the Torah said. So it doesn't come for a chait. Because there is no chait. Okay. Next. Amar Mar, we said yesterday, Uman Nedarim Ha'av Mefer Nidre Bito, just like by a neder, a father can mefer his daughter's neder, Ubal Mefer Nidre Ishto, and a man can matir his wife's Nedarim, so too, Af Naziris, so too, Ha'av Mefer Naziris Bito, Ubal Mefer Naziris Ishto, right? It's a mamatzinu, just like. So the Gemara says, Lamali Hekesha, why? I need this hekish. Why did the hekish? We had a hekish the in the psukim. Tasi b'mamatzino min adarim. Maybe we should just slow down of a mamatzino. A mamatzino is if something applies in one place in the Torah, it should apply everywhere in the Torah. It's a much more fundamental reason than psukim. It's much more fundamental. But mamatzino is the most common way of learning things out of the Torah. But it applies here. It'll apply it everywhere, unless I know otherwise. So a net. A hekish is not even one of the Yigimel Midos, by the way. If you ever look at them in the morning, it's not even on the list.
But the reason why we said no to the hekish before is because we had an issue with Malchus.
I know, the Ran asked that question. Mamatzinu is number one. That's not number one. Zerusha is number one. Kal V'chomer is number one. It's in the list. It's very, very common. Right? The Torah doesn't have to repeat itself 1,000 times. The Torah says one thing, and it applies to every situation where it comes up. Right, he just asked that question. The Duran asked that question.
Yeah, we're not talking about Malchus here. You're talking about we made for a nether here.
So right, you're talking about we made for a nether. What? Right, so the Ran says, I'm not sure what he meant by this. He says, this top Ran over here. Ha de ikshi hacha gabi hafar velo tikshi le el gabi yados hach pircha mishum de yados lo malchus nami maisi le luhu veinon shemin adin right avo gabi hafar shaykh lemifrach tesi b'mamatzino right it's no malchus here exactly it's no malchus so why not learn it out of a mamatzino you don't have to come up to psukim you don't have to come on to drushes to mamatzino. So the Gemara says, no, Dilma Gabi Nadarim, who de Mefer? Maybe by Nadarim it's pot. By the way, a Nazir, the Ran says this, a Nazir is a type of Neder. Right? Why is a Baal allowed to be made for his wife's Nadarim? Because we assume they affect him. That's the only reason. He's only allowed to be made for a Neder that she makes if it's Mitzdar her or it affects him. If she stop makes a Neder, I'm going to try to sleep 8 hours. She can't be made for that. It has nothing to do with him, and it does not mitzvah her. So a nazir certainly mitzvah her. She can't drink wine. So he's allowed to be made for that. So it's really a form of neder. That's the rehavmina that we would say to mamatzinu. It's a form of neder. So, honey, I came home, I made myself a nazir today. And the husband says, what'd you do? Why'd you do that? I'm going to be made for that. Right? It's a form of neder. So, Dilma, maybe, got to be nedarim who de mefer. Only by nedarim he could be made for it. You know why? Mishum de lo asile kitzutza. Doesn't have an end. Honey, he come home from work and she says, I made a neder, I'm no longer eating apples. How long is that nether going to last? Oh, for the rest of my life. He's going to be made for that. Why should she suffer like that? But Aval Gabi Nazira, it's my friend Nazira, it's like Kitsuta, right? The Stan Nazira is Lamed Yom. So fine, so for 30 days she said she's going to take upon herself to be a Nazir. Maybe he can be made for that. Who said? Come on, right? Aim a low. He's going to be made for that. Yeah, if it is lifelong neder, of course he's not going to stand for it. But so for 30 days she'll be austere, right? She'll be machmir and who knows what. Rosh Hashanah's coming. So for 30 days I'll let her live with it. Kamar Shmuel, he's allowed to be made for it. He's allowed to be made for it. I would not know that with a Mamatzinu. Okay. That's what the Ran said. With a Mamatzinu, the slightest pircha undoes the Mamatzinu. The slightest thing undoes it. But if I find one little thing different, it's already a normal Mamatzinu. Right? Even though we like using it, because we assume the Torah says universal statements, the slightest deviation makes the Mamatzinu fall away. Okay. Okay, this is very hard. The Mishnah said, "Omer lechavero moder ani." If someone says, the Mishnah said, if someone says, "Mudrani mimcha, I'm separated from you," "Mufreshani mimcha, murchakani mimcha," right? Then the Mishnah says, "Shani ochel lecha," that I won't eat from you. It means that I won't eat with you. So if someone says, "I'm going to be separated from you," I won't eat with you. I won't taste with you. Aser. What did we say in the Mishnah? We said that's a yad. You didn't say anything. All you said was, I'm separated from you, I'm not going to eat with you. But I will eat with you. And we turn it into the negative. That was called a yad. That's not an ikra shavua. You didn't say anything. You didn't say, I'm not going to eat. I'm making a neder. You didn't use that word. You just said, you're distant from me. So is that a neder? So we said, it's a yad. So now we're going to discuss, there's two types of yad. There's a yad that's mukhrach. It's obvious he meant a neder. And there's a yad that's not so obvious. Not so obvious. So Amar Shmuel says, "Bekulon ad shiyomer shani ochel lecha shani tol lecha." You have to at least say the second half. You have to say you're separated from me, and regarding eating, you have to say both, like the Mishnah. Because if you don't say both, it's so nothing. It can't even be a yad that I can even pull out a nether out of that. I can't even stretch a nether out of that. It's, you didn't say a thing. You just said we're distant. You're distant from me. What is that? Maybe I don't like you. Maybe it means I don't want to be next to you. How is that a lashon of nazir of neder? We can't even. If you say the second half regarding eating, regarding tasting, then we could say, oh, you must mean that they don't want to. He's making a neder. It must mean that. So Shmuel says you have to say both statements. This is not going to be the Shmuel's end result, but that's what he says right now. Wait a minute. It says in a brisa, "Moder ani mimcha." If I'm muder from you, "Mufreshani mimcha," "Murchakani mimcha," "Harei ze aser." We say aser right here. We stick the word aser in right here, meaning all you got to do is say that. Or "Shani ochel lecha," "Shani tom lecha," "Harei ze aser." Why does the brisa say aser twice? So the Gemara says, "Hachik amar." No, the second half is explained in the first half. Bamed devorim amurim. When is this true? Ba'omer shani ochel lecha, shani tol lecha. Right? I v'atani ipcha. But we learned another brisa that says the exact opposite. It says shani ochel lecha, shani tol lecha, aser. Right? Meaning, just saying those words, you're aser. Mudrani mimcha, mufreshani mimcha, mufrekani mimcha, harei ze aser. Which seems to imply you could say one without the other, and it still works. So the Gemara gives the exact same answer. No, hachi ka'amar. Hachi. Kvar amar mudrani. No, it means you said eating after you said we're distant from each other. So it's the same thing. So the Gemara says, yachana resha. It's the same thing. Why would two brides say the exact same halacha? Also, v'od, asr, asr lamali. Why does it say asr in the middle of that brisa? Our Mishnah only says asr once. Why does it say asr in the middle? Asr. It's all one statement. It should say asr one time. Therefore, because of that, Ella Amar Shmuel, we'll stop in a minute. Taima de Amar, Shani Ochel Lecha, Shani Tom Lecha, Harehu de Aser, de Chaveiro Mutter. If you say, but, we'll just form a line, Aval, but, Michael, you have to start this over tomorrow. Aval Amar Mudrani Heimach, Luchudei, Shnehem Asurin. But if you say the words, Mudrani, Mufreshani, Murchakani, all these kinds of words that I'm distant from you, that implies You're usher to him, he's usher to you. It's a two-way street. Why? Because by saying, I want to be distant from you, you're saying in every single respect. I'm distant from you, you're distant from me. But if I say, I don't want to eat with you, it's a neder, but it's only one-way neder. I'm usher to his food, he's usher to my food. It didn't say anything about that. Our Mishnah says, he said both. If you said both, by sticking in the words eating, it only means one way. That's what usher says once. But the Bryces were talking about either one. Either one is good, and it depends. Sometimes it's usher for both, and sometimes it's usher one way. And that answers Shmuel. All right, that's it. We'll start here, and Michael will go over that briefly in the morning tomorrow. And everyone have a good day, and we'll see everyone tomorrow.